Lim Bol Thong comes from South Sudan, where he graduated high school at the top of his class. A medical degree was his next goal until civil war in the country uprooted his life. Like hundreds of thousands of other South Sudanese, he fled to Ethiopia.
I've seen life is not good there. It is not functionable. No security, no food, no whatever. So people are dying day from day.
Living in exile and with university postponed, Lim put his skills to good use. He began teaching chemistry at the camp's primary school. Last year, he was promoted to vice principal.
It is really good work, you know, serving as a vice principal of this school. But really, it is a very hard work. It is very tremendous job sometimes because as a vice principal, you are in charge of all the school properties.
Many of the classrooms are overcrowded. Sometimes, as many as five children have to squeeze together at one desk. The schools also face a shortage of teachers, supplies, and space. And there is no library. Angel Johosu is the head of the Office for the United Nations Refugee Agency in Gambela.
The standard being for 40 children per classroom, in some refugee camps, you can even witness that we have more than 100 children per classroom.
Despite his situation, Lim refuses to be deterred.
When I think about saving people, it really excites me because as much as I save people, then my community will grow up. And then I will produce more people to save other people.
Close to 500 South Sudanese refugee children who sat Ethiopia's primary exams last year passed. The Kule Camp Primary School ranked second in all of Gambela, despite facing severe challenges. Ethiopia hosts more than 100,000 school-aged South Sudanese children. Less than half are enrolled in school. It's hoped one day all will have the chance to study. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.